All right. Hello, family. If you're just tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. And I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. Yes, you heard what I said. This is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. This is your station, NIA 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are a profanity-free station. Yes, you heard what I said. We are a profanity-free station. And you can connect with us on www.blackonblackunity.com. Let me repeat that again, www.blackonblackunity.com. Thank you, family, for tuning in. And again, this is your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. Today is our community day where we are looking forward to our guest is supposed to call in today and share with us some of the problems of those that are incarcerated, and they have a fair coming up on the next week, on the 13th, I think it is. And we're going to talk a little bit about the programming of individuals that are coming home that need support. And yes, you say, well, why does he always talk about incarceration? Because that plight of people need help. Just like you need help, I need help, we all need help. And when we come home from being disenfranchised from prison, then you need help. And sometimes we all need help in order to give ourselves a better platform. Some of us have family members that are locked up or coming home, mothers, fathers. So we have a lot of people in the community that really, really need our help and support. And my job as your host is to find the information to help us as a community to do better, be better, and have a better understanding of what we're dealing with individuals that are coming home from incarceration. So mama may say it, daddy may say it, but when you fold, everybody's saying the same thing. So I want to talk a little bit about the Prince George's County One-Stop Returning Resource Fair, and it is hosted by the Prince George's County, the Bridge Center at the Adams House, the Prince George's County Returning Advisory Board, and Prince George's County Attorney, and Prince George's County Department of Correction. And this is to get on track for success. And they have a lot of workshops that you can share with family and friends. If you're looking for employment opportunities, job training, housing. If you're looking to get your GED, college classes, child support. Yes, child support. If you have issues with that, they'll have resources with that. If you're a veteran, for veteran services that they're offering, mental health providers will be there. They will also have supportive groups there, substance counselors there. They will have the legal assistance persons there. They will have expungement, identification, and much more. And it will be hosted by Asia Chancellor. And she is from the Magic 102 radio station. So, again, and that is something that, and it's hosted again by the Bridge Center at the Adams House in Prince George's County. So again, these are programs that they're having in the Prince George's County, and this is our Community Talk Thursday, and I want to talk a little bit about a great issue that is plaguing the Black community for us. And it's substance abuse. Those who go in on different type of habits. Substance abuse to me, it can be anything. Coffee, if you drink it more than once, three, four, five, six times. Coffee. But in this case, I'm not talking about coffee. I'm talking about substance abuse, alcohol. I'm talking about different substances that addiction takes place with. If it's marijuana, if it's cocaine, if it's crack cocaine, it's the needle, whatever it is. Most of individuals that go into prison, they do not, let me repeat, they do not have a lot of programs for substance abuse. For those who need those programs, they're not available like you would think that they are. So what we have to do as a community, and I'm speaking from my personal perspective, and I've been out for a minute, is that I started programs while I was in there called self-awareness. So what I would do is buy books, and I would run copies off of stuff that I thought that was a great topic to discuss, and we would share those topics, and they bless people tremendously because a lot of time, idle minds are the workshop. So if we in one place for 5 years, you're not going nowhere and I'm not going nowhere, you learn conflict resolution because either we're going to do what we got to do or either we're going to have a solution where we can have peace. Most of the time, people want peace, not to give everybody a piece of your mind, but peace with a E, not with an I, not a piece of my mind, but a peace of mind. So again, this is a wonderful thing that they're doing in the county to help ex-offenders out, and they're not just doing it there. They're doing it all over the place because now we have to reinvest back into our community, reinvest back into our family. And if you have those persons, again, who are incarcerated and they like to read, please send them something to read because there's not a lot of things that are mentally appropriate. Harry Potter is not good if I can read the autobiography of Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or Fannie Lou Hamer, or you can read the autobiography of any great intellectual, Cornel West, or you can read Michael Eric Dyson's work, or you can read those things that are going to push you to a place mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And you need those materials in order to help gauge your mind. It's one of my long-standing jokes when I do job readiness, and I'll ask the class, have anybody ever been to London? And I'll raise my hand and say, I haven't either, but I have been to London in my mind by reading. So, yes, I've been to London mentally, but physically I haven't. Because reading can take you places that mental bars can't hold you from feeling and understanding what it is that you're going through, because your mind is a great asset once when you clear out the toxins from it, the alcohol. You clear out the negative things, the negative substance. And what it does is give you a great understanding of who you really can be. We all have strengths. And a lot of times when we're in society, we're running so fast that we don't get a chance to love on ourselves. So while you're running to one job to the next, in prison, people have a chance to take their time and find out who they are, because you get a chance to have three hearts in the car, as we used to say. You don't have no really bills. And now I can focus on me. And when I go back to my family, I can be a better me. Why? Because I found out what my strengths, weaknesses, threats, and opportunities, SWOT analysis. And what is that? That's to let you know your strengths, your weaknesses, your threats, and opportunities. What it is that you were sent here for. So you're in a place where you can find who you are. I went in one way and came out totally different. I went in illiterate. Couldn't read. Could not read. And I don't know about you, illiterate individuals end up with low-paying jobs. And I had a high school diploma, mind you, but I still couldn't read. But oh, how divine intervention rules in our life, where God takes the nothings and makes something out of them. How it says that he takes the last to make the first. And that's what my situation was, where I was a chaplain assistant, where I was able to find a mentor, someone to help develop me. And Reverend George Taylor did that. He spent time showing me things, giving me wisdom. I was 19 and I thought I knew it all. And he would say, "How old are you?" I said, "I'm 19. He said, "Man, I'm 63. I'm almost two times older than you. So what would it benefit for me to tell you something wrong, son?" And if you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, and I'm your host, Reverend Jerome Lee, and this is the Community Talk Thursday, where we are talking about community issues, and we're talking about substance abuse while being incarcerated and cleansing out your mind, your body, and your spirit to come home to do great and wonderful things. And I like to always speak from my personal experiences. It's good to read books, but it's greater to know your own story. So I'm sharing with you my story. So being illiterate, it's hard because you look at yourself from a low perspective. So instead of going in looking to be the supervisor, you go in looking to be the janitor and grateful that you're the janitor. Or if you're going in McDonald's, you're glad to flip the burgers because you can't do other things, but you can. Because I was a drug seller out there, and I'm not promoting that. And at 19, I was in high school. I had a Peugeot, a Saab, Elite Motorcycle, a 280Z, and I stayed in Arlington, Virginia. So if I could do that with no education or with a high school diploma and couldn't read, then I had a gift from the beginning, but I didn't know how to manifest it, family. I didn't know how to manifest my gift. So God sometimes has to take you out of the playing field and put you in his school of preparation. Malcolm X knew about it. Don King knew about it. And any person like Mandela, they knew about it. These are individuals who have done time, and they came out being a greater asset to the community and understanding that if it wasn't for prison, they wouldn't be the person who they are today. And I thank God for that because I would be dead. Because what I was doing was robbing, putting guns on people. Nothing slick never slides up, it only slides down. So I'm like the Bee Gees, I'm just staying alive. And you remember this, if you throw it out, you reap it, you got to sow it. So if I'm robbing, then what you think coming back? You can't throw out all negative and want good to come back. You can't poison the community, rob the community, and then expect, oh, my life is just going to be great. No, it doesn't work like that. If you live by that sword, you're going to die by it. So instead of pushing dope today, I push hope. I push optimism. I push being the best that you can be, being the divine asset for God and for yourself. And when people see the light of God in you, then they're able to see that there's something different about him, her, you, me, that I want to be like them. I was in the store yesterday, and I was talking to the brother, and the brother said he was homeless. So instead of looking down on the brother, I looked up on him. He asked for a ride. I gave him the ride, but my spirit felt something. And when my spirit connect with the individual, it was this on, and we had a great talk as I was taking him to his destination. But we all have a destination in life. And my destination now is to bring healing with words, bring healing with a testimony, bring healing with facts, bring healing with hope, bring healing with love, bring healing with forgiveness, bring healing with joy, bring healing with this knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly what you ask or think according to his riches. That's what he's able to do. And he has to take us off the field. I'm glad that I wasn't out there in the 90s. 80. Nine, 90, 91, locked up. And I'm glad. You know why? Because that took me the 10 years to get me right, to come back out, to do greater and better things. I don't know too many people that can share with you what I'm sharing. I'm not sharing from pride or arrogance. That's not me. I share with humility, because if it wasn't for God, or all of it takes is one, and my whole world can be flipped, can have a stroke. It can change everything. You can have some type of whatever, medical condition, and things could change. So I never look down on a man or a woman. The only way I look down on you is when I'm picking you up. And that's my processes of life. I believe in loving on God's people. I love loving on people. Because I know that he gave me something different. And if it wasn't for prison, I went there to find my promised land. There were men who sold into my life who wanted to see me be the best that I could be. I went from not reading to reading to becoming the class president in Lorton, having 53 credits, being on the boxing team, winning the championship. And being able to be the best that I could be. But I had to clear my mind. Substance abuse is what we call experience and example. Example is one of the greatest teachers in the world. It's the greatest teacher. Because you can't experience everything. Experience costs you so much, family. Mama may say it, daddy may say it, but when you fall, everybody's saying the same thing, and we got to stop picking and choosing who we're going to hear it from. So I just want you to know that on this day, family, that I want to be able to sow some hope in your life, sow some hope that you can make a better you, a better person, a better man, a better woman, a better uncle, a better aunt, a better niece, a better nephew. That's what I'm out to do. And if I've done that, then I've done what God has asked me to do. But I'm not here to entertain you, which I can. But I'm here to enlighten you so you can be the best you. There are people that are waiting on you to be the best you. There's a son somewhere that's saying, wow, I'm waiting for my daddy to get off of drugs. Or I'm waiting for my mama to get off of drugs. There's a son waiting for his grandma or his auntie or his uncle to get off of drugs or alcohol because they want something better. And even though we as the second-class citizens, as African-American people, we have fought for everything that we got. And everything we got, somebody had to die for. Let me repeat that again. Everything that we have, somebody died for. For you to sit in the restaurant that you're sitting in now, somebody, some black person died so that you can have the right that you have. If you're just tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your hour of power, and I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. Somebody had to die for these rights, for your voting rights. They didn't just give it to you. They didn't just give it to us. We had to march. We had to. People died from all walks of life in order for us to get what we have. So nothing, no revolution is free. Revolution closed. People had to die for you to get the rights that you have now. Whether it's police brutality. Well, that's not new because we've been going through that ever since we've been here in this country. And it's been perpetrated by the same system, the people in blue. So again, family, all that I'm saying is that let's embrace and love your dreams. Love your aspirations. Love your hope. And love to do a new program for yourself. Because society may program you to have tattoos, but what are you getting them for? Society wants you to go out and spend all this money on these shoes, but why do you have to? And that's the question. Just because everybody's doing it, it doesn't make it right, family. It doesn't. It doesn't make it right. And the thing we have to remember, the same thing that makes you laugh is the same thing that can make you cry. Can't say amen, you can say ouch. And that's it. So I just want to be able to bring us some understanding about substance abuse. Very prevalent. Alcoholism was in my family. And the thing is that everybody in every area of life has struggled in some point. Alcoholism is not just for black people. It's for white, Spanish, Indians, all of that. Some of it is a little bit more promoted in black communities because they have more churches and liquor stores and all these places. But we got to be able to come together as one. One family. Under loving our community. Loving our children. Loving who we are as a people. And loving you so much that I stand up for the right for you to be free. To say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it low, I'm black and I'm poor. But you still a child of God. That's what we ask. We're all children of God. I want to search to find out who we are. What your strengths are. What your weaknesses are. And when you find them, family, work on them. Learn the art of loving. It is art to it. Learn how to forgive more and fuss less. Learn how to build people up instead of tearing them down. Learn how to be a little bit more patient when you get to the light instead of blowing your horn. Just wait. Because the same way that you ran a red light or the other person run the red light and you fuss them up, you can be the same one late for work and you run the red light. And someone talk about you. So we just have to be careful on how we treat each other. And I just want to say that we need a team. We need a team. You need someone to support you. Find that person who believes in you. Find someone. If you don't have a mentor today, find someone. I don't care how old you are. You can always find somebody to hear you out. Because we can never get enough affirmation of who we are and what we want to be. Because some, under the sound of my voice, are geniuses, but you've been told that you're nothing. Well, today I want you to embrace your genius because there's a gift inside of all of us that God wants to manifest it. And the only way you can manifest your gift is you have to believe in yourself. And while you're waiting for the dream in the sky, it's the dream in your heart that you have to believe and go out and do it. Ali said he was the greatest, but he practiced what he preached. He ran every day. He was in the gym every day. Fought against injustice. And there's so many of us out there who need to be, instead of in the back of the bus, you can be in the middle of the bus, or some of you can even drive the bus. Because the world needs more new leaders. As some voices fade back, there are new voices that need to lift every voice and sing, till heaven and earth ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our voice rise, high as the listening skies, your voice, because you have a story too. You have a promise that was given to you from your birth to do something great and wonderful. And now is your time to do it. and you need a family. And you always hear this adage, or it takes a village, and it really does. Because everybody needs to know that they're special, and everybody knows that they need to be loved. And even when you fall, as Donald Clerkin said, we get up. We fall down, but we get up. And when you get up, dust yourself off and try to do better. I said try, because sometimes it takes time. Time. And the thing what I've learned about life is the more you work on yourself, the better looking you become. Not on the outside, that's true, but on the inside. Honesty, loyalty, truth, trust, integrity, love, those things. When you work on those, you become so beautiful that the world can see. There goes a great and wonderful man of God. There goes a great and wonderful, beautiful cosmology of a woman. Because she stands for something and she doesn't fall for anything. That's beauty. Doesn't have to always come in a package of a what we like. But it comes with a character. It comes with faithfulness. It comes with redemption. Because everybody have a story of overcoming something. Everybody, family. And as we begin to get ready to go into a commercial break, I just want to say that call someone today and say, hey, you know what? I just want to tell you I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And just keep on being the best you. Do that. I think that that's something worthy of giving away. You're giving away love. It doesn't cost you anything, but it means so much. And when we think that words are not powerful, they really are. Because love is not love until you give it away. So give that shout out to someone today. Call up and say, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, hey, Auntie, hey, Granddad, I just want to say I love you. That's what we're talking about. And this is the moment of truth for us to be able to share love that doesn't cost us anything. But the only thing you have to do is open up your heart to give it. And now, as we begin to look at that, we're getting ready to go into a commercial break. And for those, let us now go into our commercial break, family. Thank you. Straight from the street.
All right. Listen up. We have a brand new game where we have $30 for you today. That's right, 30 big dollars for you. We're playing our exclusive game called Listen Up. Now go to www.blackonblackunity.com and then click Near2X Radio and answer the following question. And here is the question. What is the entire name Brother CJ said impressed him besides Malcolm X? Now, the first person who gets the answer right wins the $30. I'm going to ask the question again. What is the entire name Brother CJ said impressed him besides Malcolm X? Now, this question expires on October 9th at midnight, so listen up. The show to listen to is at www.blackonblackunity.com. The show is dated September 9th. That's September 9th. The answer is right there in the show. All right? So remember, the title of the show is the following. Brother CJ remembers Malcolm X when he walked the streets of Harlem. Now, call in the answer. Again, go to www.blackonblackunity.com. Hear the show titled, Brother CJ remembers Malcolm X when he walked the streets of Harlem, New York. And again, that show is dated September 9th. Now, at the end of this radio show today, we're going to give you the call-in number. Put your thinking caps on and get paid. Listen Up is the name of the game at www.dateSeptember9th2021. Show Malcolm X walks the streets of New York City. All right, so at this time, we're going to go back to a powerful broadcast with our gracious, powerful host, and that is, of course, Reverend Jerome Lee, putting it down, putting it out there, spread the word. It's straight from the streets.
Thank you, Sister Nia 2X. And if you're just tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. And this is your station, Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are a profanity-free station. Yes, you heard what I said, profanity-free station. You can connect with us on www.blackonblackunity.com. Let me repeat that again, www.blackonblackunity.com. Unity.com. And again, if you're just tuning in, you are straight in my street and on the street with me as your host, Jerome Lee. And we're talking about, this is Community Thursday, and we're talking about the impact of addiction and what it does to us as a people and what can we do to rehabilitate ourselves. And that was some very powerful ammunition that I gave us to listen to, family, because all of the stuff that I'm giving you as ammunition, I've used it to become the man that I am today. And without God, education, and you definitely got to have family and a team or support system that believes that you are wonderfully, fearfully, and creatively great. And even if you don't believe in yourself, because one thing God didn't do when he made you, he didn't make no junk. When he made you, he made the best of what life had to offer, because you fought through thousands of other sperm cells to get here. And you made it. Yes, you and I made it here. Unless you have a twin, you made it here. So you're special. So, to all of the special individuals that are listening to this show, I say thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your talent. And thank you for your gift of understanding, your gift of love, but most of all, compassion to want to heal this world and make it a better place if you can. And you can make a difference. One person can make a difference. Yes, one person. And you are it. So, rehabilitation. When we talk about the word re means to go back, redo or rewind. Sometimes we have to redo the things in life that we don't like. If you don't like profanity, then stop doing it. And sometimes, and I'm not going to be the individual that says all you have to do is wave your hand and it's done. No, because everything has a season and everything has a purpose. I want to stop smoking, so I guess somehow it tastes so bad, family, that I just can't do it no more. And this is my second week, so you can do it. You can do it. But we have to put our minds to it, to do it, because smoking does more to hurt than it does to build. It does more to tear down than lift me up. And I want to be here for my family, not only for you, but for my other family too, because the gift that I have, it's for the world. I want to share my gift with the world. It's not just for my family. I want to share it with you, family, my radio family, the family that's over in London, the family that's in Africa, the family that's all over the world. It's for you. My gift is for you. And my gift is God's grace and mercy to be the best that we can be for the world. And one thing what I've learned in life, everybody loves a winner. Don't nobody want no loser. Everybody loves a winner. And I'm telling you, if you're in last place, you can get in first place. But you got to redo some things. Make some adjustments. Isn't that what football teams do? Isn't that what basketball teams do in the second half? They come out, they make some adjustments, and they make the plan to go ahead and win the game. Well, life is not a game because there are people depending on you to win. And it's two type of wins, the W-I-N and the W-I-N-D. What are you winning for your family? Are you winning bitterness, resentment, hostility, cussing, fussing, hooting, stooting, looting? No, that's not what it is. I want you to have the prize of honesty, loyalty, trust, truth, love, integrity, caring, giving, compassion. Those things, they bring the best out of any family. It brings the best out of you. It brings the best out of me. That's why I don't try not to lose my mind over some of the stuff that people say. Because you know what? I can make the difference whether I want to be around you or not. You tell people how to treat you. Yes, you, me, we tell people how to treat us. You don't like what the way that life is treating you, then make some adjustments in your second half. I'm going to do better. I'm going to go back to school. Everything is not going back to pay for something, too. Let me just say that, family, because some of the greatest brilliant brothers that I've ever known in my life, they're in prison, but they're well-read. They're well-read. If you like Tony Robbins, motivational, he didn't go to college, high school. Malcolm X didn't go to college, but they read. And that's what I'm informing you. I have all these other credentials, a doctorate in ministry, a master's, and this and that, but I read. I read. I study. I look at tapes. I do all that. And I love looking at how people have overcome obstacles to be the best that they can be. I love cheering on the underdog. That's why I love doing what I do on this station, on this format. I love sharing on Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people, this profanity-free station on www.blackonblackunity.com. Why? Because we build up people. We don't tear you down. We lift you up. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it low. But you know what? You are still a child of God with a unique gift, a divine and inspiration to do something great for the world, and I'm on your team. I'm on your team. Yes, this host is on your team because there's something great in you that you can do better. And if you can do it better, then you can shine a little bit better. You got that glow. You got that magnificent. They call it anointing. They call it charisma. They call it caring. They call it this, that, mwah. You got it. And sometimes you got to feed that. And I remember the first time somebody told me, I didn't know better. They said, you got that gift for the gab. I said, you better stop telling me what you trying to say. I'm a con artist. No. I'm not trying to say that. Not in that way. But I didn't know what they were saying. They said, you had a way with words. I didn't know it. And I'm saying to you, radio family, that you have a gift. There's no way that there's no monopoly on gifts. God won't do that. But if you don't use the gift, then you lose it. And then what you may take for granted, other people don't. And let me give you an example, because examples are the greatest teachers. You hear what I said, example, not experience, because experience means that you got to go down that road. I don't want you to do 10 years, so take my example, not my experience, my example. So some of the greatest singers in the world, when they lose their voice, most of the time is through to smoking. Yes, you heard what I said, smoking, whether it's illegal or whatever, smoking. And some of the greatest singers that you know, if you look at Unsung, and they'll tell you, well, I can't hit that octave no more like I used to. Or like Whitney Houston couldn't sing those songs like they used to. But then Luther Vandross, he could hit all those notes. You know why, family? Because he didn't smoke. He didn't do none of that. And he knew that he had a gift. And he didn't want to despise the gift. Sometimes we despise the gift. And then take it a little bit further, we despise the gift giver when you don't use the gift that you have. Let me repeat that again. Sometimes you despise the gift and the gift giver that gave you the gift, which is God. And I want to talk about your uniqueness. Yes, you. You have something different. Everybody's not supposed to be the same in this lifetime. They are rebel rousers, somebody that just make you want to just say, wow, why did you do that? Story that I saw today. It was the preacher before Dexter Avenue Church where Dr. King went to. And the thing was, he was lining it up for Martin to come. He was lining it up, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what you and I are here to do. We're lining it up for the next generation to come behind us, to take the baton further than where we want to go. I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be greater than me. Yes, you heard what I said, greater than me. Because the antithesis of life is not to be the best, but be the greatest that you can be. Because when you're the greatest, no one, dead or alive, does what you do because you're sent in a time. And no one else can do what you do. You can't do what I do. I can't do what you do. But that's the gift and the gift giver knowing what you can do to be the best that you can be. I'm excited about this moment because somebody's going to get this. This doesn't cost you anything. Freely given. My experience, your blessing. Let me repeat that again. My experience, because I paid the cost, meaning that I went through the heartaches, the turmoil to get to this individual that I am now. And I'm sharing with you my story for free, which one day I will put it in a book, but I'm not charging you for this. This is free. But I believe in the gift and the gift giver because you have a gift. So while you're listening to me and if you're near a paper or something, grab that paper and look at it and say, what do you think that my gift is? And everybody's not going to be a rapper, so, you know, we're not talking about that. Everybody's not going to be a singer. Everybody's not going to be an entertainer. But what you can be is an intellectual giant. And how do you do that, Reverend Lee? You take it with one book at a time. And when they look up, they say, there goes a well-read young man or woman who knows the diction of language, who knows how to pontificate the mastery of the English language like a Cornel West. Or like a Toni Morris, or like a Lorraine Hansberry, and Raging in the Sun, or like a Ralph Ellison, Invisible Man. That's what we are. You are descendants of great individuals. You are me, and whatever race that you are, whether you're Hindu, Indian, white, black, British, that make a difference because you're here to do something special. And sometimes while we're running in a circle, you get tired
And a lot of times why we get tired, family, is because we don't know our purpose. You don't know why you're here. I know why I'm here. I'm here to give voice to the voiceless, hope to the hopeless, freedom for the freedom fighters, and love for the downtrodden. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help mobilize, to visualize, and help you believe in you. Because I was sitting on the same street that you were. I was on the street of stupidity. I was on the street of dumbness. I was on the street of destruction. I was on the street of everything. So, again, this is something that I just think that we need to just divinely tap in. And I just wanted to say that this is what we got to do. I'm just so excited today that I'm able to share my story with you. But I'm not getting paid for this. I'm giving you the love that God has given me to share this story. And forgive me if my voice sounds a little different, but I'm passionate about God's grace and love because he gave me a second chance. Only if you knew what I had to do to survive, putting guns in people's faces. So remember, I told you, the same thing that you shoot out is the same thing you get back. Same thing. So when you encounter me, if I'm ever disrespectful to you, forgive me, because that's not my demeanor. Because I come in peace, and I don't want to see you in pieces. So my spirit should bring peace to your pieces, that we shall find peace in one another. So that's God's divine blessing for us as a family. When people see you, what do they see? Do they see you here, over here trying to be a player, trying to be a hustler, trying to be a ladies' man, or you trying to be a lottie-dottie, want to hang out with everybody? No. They should be able to see the essence of God in you, the essence of God in me. And I would take time to hear your story and marvel in the glory of who you are as a child or as a young man or a young woman. I should marvel because you're wonderfully and uniquely gifted. And all of us need help. And that's one thing that the earth has always needed. It needs water to make the rain grow. I mean, to make the flowers grow. It needs water to make the fields grow. But knowledge sprinkled in our minds, it helps humans grow. Books, knowledge. Wisdom comes from God. Knowledge comes from books. Those things, they divinely express who we are as a people. But we can't tap into that if we're confused. If you're drugged out, you can't tell me what God is doing in you because the devil is in you. You're killing you when you're sent here to do something great. The pyramids were not built by ignorant people. They were built by great thinkers. We as people now can't even understand or fathom the mathematical geniuses of that time. Why? The same thing. Isn't it so sad that if they say you put it in a book, we won't read it? Yes, bad memory. But today, I hope that someone crying out in the wilderness will hear my call and want to read a book, because your life is a book. It tells great stories of hope, love, understanding, forgiveness, and also the power of God in you. Yes, in you. Not the God in the sky, the God in you. Because God sent you here to love. God sent you here with compassion. God sent you here to care. And you may not have a big congregation. You may have three ducks or three pigeons that you feed. And them are the assignment that you have for humanity. Here's my three pigeons, and I'm making my contribution. Well, then, there goes a great young man or woman doing their divine duty to help the world be better. Can't knock it. Can't knock it. Only thing I can say is thank you for your productivity and thank you for your great gift, because I truly thank you for your divine assignment. And I'm just so thankful that I'm able to share with you. If anything, again, if I've offended anyone with my words, I apologize. But I'm just sharing my passion for who I am as a black man in this arena of life and the gift that I've been given, the assignment that I've been given. And it's to help elevate, to help lift us up to a place. If it's mediocrity, or I would say it this way, good, better, best, great. Forgive me for wanting to see you great, because that's where I want to see you at. I don't want to see you good. I don't want to see you better. I want to see you great. Because when you're great, you're at the best of who you can be. And when the great see the great, then we have a great place of understanding where we see the world on the same plane. So instead of seeing how I see it, you see what I see. You hear what I just said? You don't see how I see it. You see what I see. So you see everything that I see. That's beautiful, family. And I'm glad that God didn't give me all the wisdom in the world, because it's a sad thing to have all the wisdom in the world and you can't feed the people who really need it. So I can see when prophets and priests and people got sad when they said, well, this place is in chaos. Well, it's in chaos because the people have a rebellious spirit. And what does that mean, Reverend? It means that we're not at a place to accept the love of what the Creator has provided for us to be the best that we can be. And I'm saying today that you can hold on to your faith, and you're going to have some facts, and you're going to have some peace. You're going to have some joy, but most of all, you're going to have a great time in loving on you. When the last time you went into the store and bought a book and said, wow, I'm really girding up my mind to understand life. Instead of buying a CD that denigrates, use profanity and all that, we ain't got to rock like that. We're going to rock a little higher. I want you to be on a different frequency. AM is a lower frequency. FM is another frequency. But when you're on satellite, it's a total different frequency, because you can move around where AM and FM can't. You can move in that. I want you to be able to move in that arena there. That means that you're not good, you're not better, but you're great. You're up on that lead. Can I push you there, family? Can I push you there, family? Can I push you there, radio family? Can I push you a little higher? Because the higher we go, the better we are as a people, the better we are. And when you and I are on the same field, I love it when I see greatness. When greatness means greatness, you know what you got? You got an explosion, and that's what I love. I love it. It was wonderful to see Malcolm X and Jim Brown and Muhammad Ali and Sam Cooke together, because they were three great individuals. One a boxer, one a football player, and one a great man of wisdom and knowledge, Malcolm X. That was a powerful moment. There were three geniuses in the room. Three geniuses. Jim Brown retired before he was, couldn't really even break a lot of records. So three great individuals on the same, that was an explosion. And that's a rarity, family, because most of us now, you want to act like you better than me because you got three more dollars than I got, so I'm better than you. That's Satan. That's Satan. Because at the end of the day, pain doesn't have a name, and it doesn't have a zip code. If anybody that's there, who gonna feel it? Can't do that. I'm not better than you because you on the bus and I got a Benz. I'm not no better than you. Nah, I don't even rock like that. So my thing that I just want to say is let's just keep on loving each other. Let's just keep on loving each other because that's what's going to heal this world. It's love. Never seen nobody OD off of too much love. Now, different between insanity and all that other stuff. Not talking about that type of love, but just good love. We love it. Grandma used to embrace me down in the country. I just love being around my grandma. Why? Because everything was just about that love. Baby, I love y'all. Grandma. Grandma. That's mama. That's aunt. Yeah. Aunt. Niece. Nephew. All of that. They need the love just like we need the love. I need it every day. When I wake up every morning and I see the sun rise, and I see the sun set, that's love, family. Stop looking for these big old gifts to show love. Love is waking up every day. That's love. If you can see a new day and you have a new plan that you can do better today than what you did yesterday, then that's power. And if you fell off yesterday, you can get back on today. That's power. That's love. And that love comes from you. It doesn't have to come from somebody else. That's you loving you. Come on, y'all. That's love on you. You're just tuning in. This is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. And I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. They're sharing about the fundamentals of life and love. And this is Community Talk Thursday, and I'm just talking about how to love you and love who you are, and what you were sent here to do. And if you're fussing more, do less of that. If you're saying negative words, say less. If you're acting like a nut, come on down. And if you're in Sanity Avenue, like I used to, I'm off that. Because somebody on Love Boulevard wants to give you a hug. Somebody want to hold your hand. Somebody want to tell you how great you are, how wonderfully made. Nobody dead or alive. Some father wants to hold his son's hand. Some father wants to hold his daughter's hand. Some granddad wants to hold his grandson's hand. And say, there goes the next life. Because life is limited. Limited. And everybody don't have to be what you want. But let them be the best. Okay. Mama may say it. Papa may say it. Let love stay before. Yeah. Mama may say it. Papa may say it. Everybody believes that there's something more special for us to do where we are. I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee, and I hope that this has been your hour of power because it's definitely been my hour of power. So, family, if you're in pieces, I hope that you are in your peace of mind. If you're not, then I hope that you come back next week. I'm going to come down your street, and I'm going to meet you and see who you are. And I'll meet you in the street. And that's Straight from the Street, your hour of power, the host of Reverend Jerome Lee. Until we meet again next week, thank you, family. Have a great and wonderful day.
You have been listening to Straight from the Streets from your radio host, Reverend Jerome Lee. And you can hear his show every Friday at 11 a.m. right here on NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. And as promised, we're going to give you the number to call in to claim your $30. Now, that's the first person to answer the question correctly. The question is found at www.blackonblackunity.com. And the date of the show is September 9th, 2021. And the question, one more time, is Brother CJ, the name Brother CJ said impressed him when, name the name Brother CJ said impressed him along with Malcolm X. Malcolm X impressed him, but there was an entire name you want to give. It's real easy. Go to www.blackonblackunity.com, September 9th, 2021. Listen up to the show and call your answer in to 202-615-2139. Now, the first person that answers the question correctly wins the $30. Now, all staff and their families from VLB Productions are prohibited. And don't forget, this question expires October 9th at midnight. So listen up. Thank you.